Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, yo, he's having a ball. And, you know, they asked me to get on the mic.
7-Eleven, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Remember years ago when we used to collect pennies because there was always rumors of the penny going away? Did you guys do that? We did it at the McMurray house.
Yeah, we always collected coins, especially pennies, yep.
Well, the penny is worth 1 cent, and the U.S. Mint says the 1 cent coin now costs 1.5 cents to make. Are they going to get rid of it? Joining us from ABC News is Brad Melke. Brad, I feel like this rumor comes up every few years.
Well, and that's because the cost of the penny is well above 1 cent every single year. And in fact, last year it was 1.4 cents. The year before that, though, it was 1.6 cents. I mean, it has been well above that sort of 1 cent threshold for a long time now. So the question is always, what will the U.S. do? Is there a way to make the penny cheaper? The U.S. Mint say the answer is no. And so then the question is, when the country loses $45 million a year making the penny, and that's about what it is, what is the value? You know, how much is it worth to keep the penny around? So, you know, it would take a law from Congress to actually get rid of the penny. And you know, we have not seen a willingness from Congress to make many laws at all, let alone ones that get rid of the penny. So we might sort of be stuck with this problem for a while.
Is there anything else we can make it out of?
Well,
cheaper.
Yeah, I mean, there is talk about, you know, replacing the slug. You know, it's not an entirely copper material. It's actually made primarily of zinc, and then it's coated with copper. If you replace that zinc with steel, some have said, you could perhaps make it cheaper. However, the Mint has basically said that they've sort of tapped out all the resources they can as far as making it cheaper at a reasonable price. So for the last couple of years, Jack Lew, the Treasury Secretary, says he's been working on this, and we have not heard an update over that last year or so.
Well, the basic question is, how do you make change if you don't have a penny?
Yeah, and so that's when you start talking about getting into denominations of a nickel, although it should be pointed out that nickels are losing money as well. Those are a losing investment as well. So, you know, if you're going to have a system where the cent actually always has to be rounded to the nearest 5 or the nearest 10 cents, you'd certainly have a lot of confused Americans, although I'm not sure the system would implode, but certainly be a big break from tradition.
Brad, are any of the older pennies still worth something? Remember back when we were kids, you'd coin collect or you'd save the pennies? Were they the Indian head pennies? But some of those would have been worth something now. Are they worth anything nowadays?
Yeah, well, I actually don't know about pennies, but I do know over the last 20, 30 years, the composition of a lot of these coins has changed. And that's why you saw people hoarding nickels for quite a while, because nickels are actually made of more copper than the penny is. And so when you started talking about copper shortages and things like that, a lot of people would harvest those nickels and actually sell them for their copper, which technically is illegal, but it would make these people some money. And so you still see some sort of interesting entrepreneurship come out of these metal coins.
So the penny's losing money, the nickel's losing money. How about the dime and the quarter?
Dime and the quarter are keeping us in the game, you guys.
The dime and the quarter are safe. What about the half dollar? Is that still around?
The half dollar, I believe, is out of circulation, although we have seen a rise in, of course, dollar coins. And so the question is, you know, of course, if we ever got rid of the penny and or the nickel or something like that, just sort of what would our pocketbooks look like? Would we see, you know, this sort of larger rise in dollar coins? The answer from a lot of experts seems to be probably, and certainly could make things easier for automation and things. And although, you know, while this is sort of common in Europe, as you saw the 1 euro coin and the 2 euro coin even, they've been talking about larger ones. It still is sort of a shock to Americans who like to have that crisp $1 bill in their
pocket. Oh, yeah. Brad, I'm an elite level athlete. I once had a huge free throw in a rec league basketball game. I've done the math here. It takes about 5 seconds to actually pick up a penny. So if you do that throughout the day, you're going to make $7.20, which is less than minimum wage. So my question is, should I even pick up a penny when I see it on the ground? Because really, I think I'm losing money by even bending down.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, in our sort of economic history, the penny is less than it's worth in so many ways. So whether you're measuring it by sort of the actual labor of dealing with the thing, keeping it around, fishing it out of your pocketbook, all for that 1 cent, picking it up, or the actual cost of making it, I mean, the answer seems to be no. It's not worth very much at all.
I like how you had to bring up the elite athlete to get your penny question.
Because, I mean, people might take
in the rec league,
right?
By the way,
it's how quick you get down to get the penny. Maybe an elite guy could be worth the penny.
Don't you want to have good luck?
Brad, I'm not going to name names, but there's someone on this show that throws away her pennies.
Oh nice. There's the bus.
Wow.
Here. Oh, okay, wait. Let me pull myself out from under the bus.
Well, there are people that throw away pennies.
I do.
Seriously.
Brad, don't judge me, but if I go in, I rarely use cash or have cash on me. Literally. Mm-hmm. I use credit card. But if I do, on a very rare occasion, use money and get change back, I'll either leave it on the counter for the next person. I just don't want change. I don't want to carry it. I don't want it in my purse. I think it's dirty.
You know, it adds up.
Well, I suppose you could take it all to a big machine. Then you get even less money.
Right.
See,
thank you, Brad.
It adds up.
I save the quarters and the dimes, but if I get nickels or pennies, I will leave them or toss them.
So, Brad, the bottom line.
News probably did not make your confidence in these valuable materials worse sore very much.
So is the penny going to stay around?
Yeah, the bottom line is yes. At least for the near while, unless Congress actually sort of passed a law, unless there was a concerted effort to get rid of the penny, it seems as if the U.S. is going to keep losing money on it. So the big question will be, is $45 million, that is the cost that we are losing every year on producing the penny, is keeping the penny around worth $45 million? The answer for years has been yes. It looks like it'll continue to be yes unless people decide otherwise, whether in Congress or on a more broad level.
That's insane. That is insane. That's insanity.
$45 million.
$45 million of the penny. I mean, are you kidding? That's gross.
How are you going to make change? How are you going to make
change? Who cares?
Brad Melke. Brad, thanks for joining us from ABC News. Thanks, buddy.